Last week on the show, I shared a list of 12 pieces of entertainment I want to experience next year, and this week I want to reflect on 2017 and share some info with you. Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and today I want to share some info with you. And I know I said that at the cold opener, so I'm just repeating myself. But first, as kind of a starter to this whole conversation, I want to share some feedback that I got from the last episode, 12 Things for 2018. David Arrington, who inspired last week's episode and who also hosts Helix Reviews, went ahead and wrote in and wanted to respond. So here is what he said. I just listened to your 12 Things episode, and I have a few suggestions for good comics outside of Marvel and DC. Paper Girls is a cool sci-fi comic somewhat in the vein of Stranger Things. I think you may have talked about this on the podcast before, so you may have already read it. Lazarus is a fascinating read. It's about different factions of a future society and a class system, and the lead character is nigh unkillable, so that's pretty cool. Another one I love is Plume. This is a funny fantasy western adventure series about a young lady and her magical sidekick searching for her father. It's a Kickstarter project, and the fourth, and I think final, volume is on Kickstarter now. Also, anything by Brian Lee O'Malley is great. Scott Pilgrim, Lost at Sea, Seconds, even Snot Girl is pretty fun. Check them out if you want to. I know I enjoyed each of them. It was a good episode, and I look forward to hear what you think about these things in the future. All right, thanks, David, so much for the suggestions. I just kind of want to go back and answer some, well, you didn't really ask a question, but I just kind of want to follow up on it. I have not read Paper Girls. I don't remember mentioning it on the podcast, but I very well may have. But I've heard that it's good. I've also heard that Snot Girl is pretty great. And I will definitely look into the rest of the things that you suggested. I think I've read a little bit of Scott Pilgrim and I didn't really get into it at the time, but I will always go back and check out other things again. So, yeah, thanks a lot. Again, David is the host of Helix Reviews. And he has a lot of energy and is definitely excited to consume geek culture over on the podcast. So it's definitely worth a listen. And if you want to check it out, go to geekthispodcast.com/77. There's probably also a link in your podcast app. If you check out the show notes section. But the reason I wanted to share the feedback is not because I had feedback. It was because the idea of feedback, audience, is at the heart of what the podcast is. It's about connecting with people and introducing each other to things to geek out about. That's why I started the podcast 5 years ago. If you can believe that it was 5 years ago, that's pretty crazy. It actually turned five, December 12th, I believe, if I've got my dates right. That was the first published episode that I put out was in December of 2012. And that just blows my mind. And if you want, you can go back and listen to that episode if you want to. I kind of recommend it just because you're listening to an episode, but I don't because it's not a great episode. It's episode one. Episode one is never good. Also, the podcast had a slightly different title. Points, if you remember what it was called. So, yeah, not just the audience, but community is a very, very important thing to me, and connecting with you through the microphone is a big deal, and I do spend a lot of time trying to make the show as good as it can be. With the limited time that I have, I try to invest that and make that time worth something to you, not just me. It's not about monetary things. It's about interaction, you know. I talk to you and I really can't wait to hear from you when you talk back to me. I hope that makes sense. But yeah, as part of the audience, I think that the one thing I want to do with this episode is kind of pull back the curtain of the podcast a little bit and share some things with you that you may or may not be aware of. These are all, I guess they're moments that I'm proud of, really. But they wouldn't have happened if I didn't have an audience behind me, if I didn't have a reason to talk into a microphone every week and edit and stay up late doing both of those things, like I typically do. So all of the stuff that I want to share with you, it's because of your interest in the podcast, the fact that you listen to episodes, and some of you are active, and if you are, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I can go on right here about how thankful I am, but I have a little more gushing to do at the end of the episode, so I'll come back to being all gushy. That is not a good word. Remind me never to use that. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive into some of the facts here that I thought about and I wanted to share with you. So in June 2017, that would be this year, after a 6-month hiatus, I decided to pull the podcast gear out of hiding and record episode 60. And that was a big decision for me. I had for a while thought about just putting an end to the podcast. I was done. It wasn't that I didn't want a podcast anymore, but the biggest thing was trying to manage the schedule for 4 people, because the podcast had grown from just myself to David Hunt, and then from there, Adam McDorman jumped in and Mike Kostreva jumped in. So there were 4 of us, and I think I've talked about the logistics of this. About 2-3 years ago, I lived in the same city as David and Mike, and then we moved because of my job, about 45 minutes away, which isn't terribly long, but it's not convenient when you have a family. Adam, though, lives in Arizona, and you know, that's a 3-hour time difference. We live in Indiana. He lives in Arizona. There's a 3-hour time difference, and it makes it really hard to schedule episodes. And, I know that we have a Facebook Messenger group, between the 4 of us to talk about the podcast and getting together and that kind of thing. And I know for sure that I had to have driven them nuts going back and forth on when and if I was going to figuratively and literally pull the plug on the show. It was very stressful, and I felt overwhelmed, and I couldn't be happier that I decided to, start this whole thing up again. And basically pick up from where I left off with a renewed sense of appreciation for the fact that people still want to listen, and people want to listen to me talk about all the geeky things that I do. It was a really, really big deal for me to, you know, flip that mixer on, get that mic plugged back in, and record stuff again. I took a lot more interest in producing things before I hit record. So if you've noticed, since episode 60, I've more or less been much more prepared. The show notes are even better too. So, I kind of hope you notice. What is cool though is 5 consistent episodes later, which I do believe they were every other week at that time, we got our first sponsor for the podcast, and that was Geek Fuel. And that was really crazy for me. I'm still floored that something like that even happened, because as a hobby podcaster, it is really, really hard to pick up sponsorships. That's why if you go to the website, you'll see that we have affiliate links to Amazon, and we have affiliate links. We still have an affiliate with Geek Fuel, even though they don't sponsor episodes. But it's just small little ways to monetize the show, just to kind of pay for the hosting. Because I do it even though I have to pay for it out of pocket anyway. I don't really see this as a career necessarily doing this show. So, you know, it's a hobby. And as a hobby podcaster, it's very rare for a brand to approach you and say, hey, it looks like your audience would be a perfect fit for us. What do you think? And when a company called Geek Fuel shows up and says, hey, Geek This, would you be interested in teaming up with us? I'm absolutely going to say yes. And I'm thankful that this happened, not just because there was money, and really it wasn't even a lot of money. I mean, I was just glad to have a sponsor and be able to experiment with that format, throwing in an ad mid-roll. That was pretty cool. Also, I am extremely thankful to Matt Quiet over at Nerds Domain for helping me out with the logistics of how to deal with a brand and a sponsor. Please go over to nerdsdomain.com and check out his podcast network. If you're into role-playing games, that is a really, really cool site. They do a, I think they call it an actual play. I think it's what they, I don't know what they call it. I'm sorry. But their podcast is them role-playing this Dungeons and Dragons or a similar type of role-playing game. It's really interesting. It's hard for me to absorb because I've never played those, but I find it extremely interesting. So anyway, yeah. Actually, I think it's nerdsdom.com. nerdsdom.com. Anyway, link is in show notes. geekthispodcast.com/77. So the next little, bit is kind of personal, but it's podcast related. But I won a contest. If you remember, I talked about the Messengers podcast documentary, and that was, I talked about the documentary before I entered the contest, I believe. But Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast, basically said, you know, if you pre-order the documentary, you'll be entered to win one of, you know, like five prizes. And I happened to win one of the prizes, which was a year-long membership to his Podcasters Society, group. It's really a service. You pay for it, and it's for podcasters that already have a show and are wanting to improve it and make it better. And you get to talk with other, you know, people that are making their shows. Daniel is very involved. But if you're not familiar with Daniel, go check out his stuff. He is what I like to call my officially unofficial podcast mentor, because he's indirectly, through his podcast and through a lot of his free webinars and courses and stuff, he's helped me make the podcast better in the last 5 years. I don't really think that I would be standing here talking to you if it weren't for his indirect guidance. And so being a member of Podcaster Society, that's giving me more resources so that I can continue to let the show mature and become what it's going to be. This is always going to change. You know, the format that I have now, it'll change and it'll become something new. And that's, again, where you as a listener come into play, because you get to give me feedback and go, well, you know, I really like this type of episode, or I really like this subject matter. You know, could you do more of that? Could you do less of that? Like, this is where you get involved, and Podcaster Society is helping me craft more content. And it's also helping me understand that I do need to take a little bit of risk. And Dave Jackson at the School of Podcasting says this best, but nobody's going to punch me in the face for changing the podcast. Nobody has punched me. You have not punched me in the face for letting the podcast go 6 months between episode 59 and episode 60. You've been very gracious for that, and I appreciate it. I really do. But Podcaster Society is really helping me hone this craft, and it's getting me more excited about making more, more episodes, but also pushing me to reach out and talk to other creators and pull more creators into this bubble that I have for the podcast. So, you know, you'll notice some small changes here and there, and I think it's all for the best. It's for you. I promise it is absolutely for you, not just me. Next, I want to, and kind of finally, I want to talk about podcast statistics. Now, if you are a creator in the digital media space, specifically podcasting and video, even in social media, stats are kind of this double-edged sword. I just said sword. I pronounced the W. Maybe that's the correct way to pronounce it. I don't know. Stats are double-edged because on one hand, it is really good to see how many people enjoy your stuff. And at the same time, it makes you panic when you're going, okay, not as many people see or hear what I'm making. As you know, there's not enough. I want more people to listen and to hear this because, you know, audience. So I have typically been one to avoid statistics because of that. I don't want to be anxious. I don't want to feel like me talking into a microphone is worthless. Because I don't remember who said it best, but you know, imagine that your podcast is a room, and how awesome would it be for 10 people to listen to you talk about whatever you're going to talk about and, like, you know, actually pay attention, not just drift in and out or fall asleep, but they're paying attention to you. 10 people is awesome. 20 people is awesome. 80 people is awesome. You know, like, think of the podcast that way. And the next couple stats probably will blow your mind. So, as of the day I am recording this episode, Geek This has been downloaded, according to Blueberry Stats, a total of 16,354 times. That is across all 76 episodes, and that's not huge for a podcast that's been going for 5 years, but personally, I think that it's a great number for a podcast that has been inconsistent and hasn't gotten its stuff together until 6 months ago. So it's a number I'm really happy with, and it's a number that I will probably only look at once a year, because that number doesn't affect what I'm putting out there. You know, I don't do better content if my numbers are low, and I don't put out worse content if my numbers are high. I'm just putting out the content that I think you guys are going to enjoy. And if you tell me you liked it, I'm going to do more of that. If you say you don't, I'll do less of it. That's the way being an online creator works. So that was a really cool stat for me. The most listened to episode from all of the published episodes outside of this one, of course, is episode 47, which is called What If MCU. And that was an episode where myself, David Hunt, and Mike Kostreva all sat down over Skype, I believe, and discussed Marvel's original Phase 3 movie lineup. And it's interesting to see what changed and how much of the current MCU we guessed right and how much we got wrong. It was fun because I really love and miss our group discussions. Again, it's that community, and that's really the theme of this episode, because I can't make this episode and let it be successful if nobody listens to it. I can still make it, but if nobody listens to it, it's not successful, and you're a big part in that. Community in general is a big part in that. So, I guess that's not a lot of information. At least I don't feel like it's a lot of information, but it's stuff that I want to share with you. Because you are, like I said, a huge part of why I do this. I don't know if you listen to this the day of, the day after, a week after, because I don't check those stats very often. But those two stats, knowing what the most popular episode was and knowing how many people have downloaded this show overall, how many downloads there have been in the last 5 years, that's pretty crazy. I mean, on average, that's like 3,000 downloads a year. So that's, it's pretty cool. And I'm really excited to share that. And I think we're going to have to do another what if episode. It seems like a lot of people like that one. I don't have an exact number on how many people downloaded that. That was just, I sorted things by most popular. So that was the one that came up. So speaking of group episodes, group discussions, that brings me to some pretty big news for this episode. As you know, Star Wars, as of this recording, came out a week ago, and this episode is not about Star Wars at all. It is not about The Last Jedi. It's not about anything related to Star Wars for a reason. Even though I saw The Last Jedi on opening night, I'm not putting the episode out about my thoughts. Because after Christmas, David, Mike, and Adam are going to be sitting down with me, and we are all four going to be in one room talking about Star Wars. We're going to have a big Star Wars episode like we did when The Force Awakens came out, and hopefully we'll get a couple episodes out of our discussion, not just about Star Wars, but maybe some other stuff. I'm really, really excited about it, and I hope you guys are excited about it too. I know when David Arrington left some feedback a couple weeks ago, a couple episodes ago, he was like, hey, you know, I really like the Solo stuff, but when are you going to get the boys back together? When are you guys going to, you know, when are you guys going to record together as a group? Because those are some of my favorite episodes. Well, that answers your question. And I've had some other people mention it, whether it be on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Even my wife has asked me, so when are you guys going to be doing this together again? And so we're going to be sitting down after Christmas because Adam will be back in Indiana. And we're just all going to sit in a room with a couple microphones and just have some fun. So it was really cool that the most liked episode was a group discussion. Those are some of my favorite episodes too, as a producer of the show. I really don't edit anything unless somebody asks me to, but that is when you get to see us kind of the most raw, unscripted, really just off the top of our head, just talking about things. And I'm really excited about it. I know I've been droning on about it for a couple minutes now, but yeah, I hope you guys are excited about it too. But that is the big news. That is the big piece of info for this episode. But I really hope that you weren't overwhelmed with the amount of information that I threw at you. I share all of this stuff because I care. I my goal has always been to be authentic and transparent and talk to you directly about things that are going on. You know, if I can't put an episode out like this episode, episodes go up on Wednesday and I fell asleep Tuesday night and I couldn't record it. I was just exhausted. And so I've stayed up late Wednesday night. I've recorded it. I'm putting it out so you can listen to it now. It's just being authentic and pulling back that curtain is very, very important to what helps me make this show. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for making the podcast what it is and sharing your thoughts and your feedback. And, you know, really just whether we've met in person or not, you've been a really awesome friend. And I thank you so much for that. And I can't wait to see what is coming around the corner in 2018. I have some ideas, some plans, some things that I want to do. But, you know, time will tell. And I will make sure that I throw these ideas at you before I do any of them. One thing, I guess, I don't have this in my show notes. But I guess here's a question for you. Would you be interested in two different things? One, would you be interested in having access to a podcast that was kind of a behind the scenes style show about this show, where I kind of talk on the podcast about kind of what I'm thinking about for the podcast, the not how I make the show, but the ideation process. Like, what am I struggling with? What, you know, what was my struggle of the week? Why did I want to talk about this? Kind of a commentary track for the podcast. Maybe that's a better way to explain that. Would you be interested in something like that? Would you be interested in supporting a Patreon for the podcast? I have one up and there's a link on the website, but I've never really promoted it because I've never really been sure that people would respond to it. So yeah, would you want a commentary track for the podcast? Would you be interested in supporting through Patreon? And again, it's not about the money. It's about covering the basic costs, and then anything above and beyond that goes to improve the podcast. I'm not going to make a living doing this podcast. I don't see that happening. It would be cool, but I don't see it happening. Also, this is kind of a big one, but if you know of any creators that would fit the Geek This, I don't know, banner, so to speak, I am looking to put together a network. It doesn't have to just be podcasts. In fact, unofficially, Mike and Adam are part of the Geek This network. Because Mike, if you check out geekthispodcast.com, actually his YouTube videos are now appearing on the website. Because, you know, the thing that he geeks is movies. And, that it's just, if you geek out about something, I would love to bring you in to the network so that we can share each other's content. There's no monetary gain here. If Patreon were to enter the picture, we would have to deal with that as it came. But if you are a creator, and you're interested in becoming part of the Geek This network, I wouldn't own any of the rights to your project or anything like that. You totally take ownership of it. We just help distribute and share, content. I'm using that word a lot. Sorry. But your projects, your episodes, your videos, like whatever you want to call it, we want to create a group and a network around it, just to help build each other up, because, you know, us geeks got to stick together. Who knows when the bullies might rise again? I don't know where that came from. It's getting late. So anyway, I will talk about this stuff a little bit more, on Facebook and Twitter and even the website. I'll probably write some blog posts, discussing all of this stuff. So thank you so much for listening to Geek This. If you could leave a review on whichever platform you're listening on, that would be great. Whether that's Apple Podcasts, Google Music, or Stitcher. Yeah. Anywhere that you're listening to the podcast, that would be fantastic. If you just leave a review, that just, it's a source of encouragement to keep episodes coming, and it gives you a way to tell me what you like and dislike about the podcast, and I can make things better. Also, don't forget, you have a very, very short amount of time left to enter the year-end giveaway. All you have to do is fill out the Geek This listener survey at geekthispodcast.com/survey17. And I will announce a winner during the first episode of 2018. At least that is the plan. So please get your name into the drawing, and we'll announce a winner. It takes like 5 minutes or less to complete the whole thing. And it just helps us find out a little bit more about you, and it's not super personal. So yeah, do that. And I will talk to you all in the next episode. Enjoy your holiday. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whichever religion and holiday you celebrate, enjoy it. Spend time with your family. If you have a long drive, go back and listen to like as many of the other 76 episodes that you can. You'll probably like some of them. All right. I will talk to you guys in the next episode.